listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Good hearty hello this early afternoon from the Flamborama grounds here on the Civic Media Network. Gray here, and without Joel this time, don't you dare back there. He's still nearby. He heard me say that. I accidentally invited him to speak, but we are still in that weird mood from a couple hours ago, but we've roped other people into it. I've got Courtney here from the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. Good afternoon, Courtney.
Good afternoon.
How's it going today? Are you dead on your feet quite yet?
Not quite yet. I'll re-energize once the music starts playing.
Courtney, I'll draw the curtain back a little bit. You and I have had to coordinate a few things, and we had to do a little change of plans this morning after I realized I'd agreed to more than I could handle. But I'll admit, I felt like an absolute buffoon talking to you about how tired I'm going to be this weekend, because I don't know how you're even vertical at this point. You've been doing so much running around, but the effects show. We've got all kinds of awesome food trucks. You mentioned that, by the way, in a very offhanded manner, I think, in some of the promotions we put together for this. You have been, how many hours did it take just for the food trucks? I mean, seriously, I don't mean to just pile on the compliments, but even before it started, very clearly, you've been putting in a lot of time.
Yes, and this is a group effort. It's been, I mean, I have a wonderful group of volunteers. My chamber board is fantastic. Huge shout out to my office assistant, Elena, who has helped me wrangle and coordinate for all these food vendors and all the extra things that go into it. A lot of people don't realize all the backside. It's all the little details you never see and never know go wrong, but we're the ones that are stressing about them for you.
There's too many hardworking people out there who, for whom the best sign that they've done their job is that nobody says a word about them. You know, the janitors and the IT professionals know exactly what we're talking about, but anytime you've got an event like this, there are dozens and often hundreds of people who just hope you don't think to ask, who did that? Because that's the only sign that things aren't going right. But the perfect sign that things are going smooth, no questions, no comments too loud, just a party here. And that's what's going to start. We've got music at 5 o'clock tonight, correct?
Yes. We have Small Town Famous going on from 5 to 8. And then we have Chris Cruzy and Full Band from 8 to 11.
I'm excited about the full band this year. That's, I mean, Chris was an incredibly impressive performance, a lot of power behind one guy with his guitar. But have you been lucky enough? Have you gotten any sneak peeks, maybe done some YouTube video watching with the full band?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. I've seen him perform before.
I've held off. I'm an anti-spoiler kind of guy, and I know it's a little different from a movie than it is with a band, for example. But I've heard that it's a pretty significant difference because it just takes it up that notch. Chris is a guy who brings it in at 10 out of 10 at all times, and this is turning it up to 11, as I've heard. And I thought, okay, no reason to hold back, but hey, if you haven't heard it, get down here, hear it in person at 8 o'clock, or get down here earlier because the carnival starts at 5, wristbands for the carnival starting at 6 to 10, correct?
Yes.
All right, well, hey, we'll be back here. We've got plenty to talk about over plenty of time. The next wave of fun starts at about 3 o'clock, so we'll be here through that. We're here until 5. Oh, Joel's pulling up a chair. All right, you can't do that. He just pulled up a love seat and expected not to be involved. He just stole my chair that's big enough for two people and then expected to just blend into the background. All right, we're going to send it back to the studio here on the Civic Media Network. Hometown Radio Refresh, stop by, say hi. Be maybe the lucky 13th qualifier for the laid-back summer. Ask about it, spin the wheel. Thank Courtney for all she's done. Thank you, Courtney, for all
Thank
you've done.
Thank you.
I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
Real Mix 103.1.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you.
Up, who cares about little boys that talk too much? I've seen it all go down. The game of love was all ran down. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to hold. Twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on.
right, welcome back. Flamborama, we're broadcasting live here. Joel Karnick out here on the Flamborama grounds. Always a ton of stuff going on around Flamborama, and one of those is a car wash going on right now. And look who showed up, Hall of Fame cross-country coach Mary Patterson. She always smiles when I say that. We have a car wash. Tell us what's going on right now, Mary.
Hi, community of Park Falls and everywhere. Cross-country and the track and field teams are doing a car wash right now as we speak at Joe's Auto Glass right up on Highway 13. And we started it at noon, and we're going till 4 o'clock or later. If you guys keep coming in, we're going to keep it going. We're doing fantastic. We've washed over 40 cars around already. And I just want to say thank you very, very much to all the people who have come there already, because they are very, very kind and very generous.
All right, very good. And money raised goes to try to get that track all fixed up, right?
Absolutely, 100%. It's profit-free, and it's going right in. And a shout-out to all of our cross-country and track and field athletes who are doing everything they can over the process of this last year to fundraise in so many ways that might seem small and you know, not like, oh, we're never going to get to that goal. But every little thing that we raise and everything that any alumni, community members, people throughout give to us is so greatly appreciated.
All right. You can always contact Mary at the school if you want to help out and you can't do the car wash today. We have two cross-country members here. What's your name, young man?
Jarrett Heckendorf.
All right, Jarrett, what kind of a special wash can you offer our listeners if they stop by this afternoon? Give us some incentive. Come on.
Squeaky clean, gonna blind people driving past the roads from the sun flashing off your car.
Okay, all right, squeaky clean from Jared, and who's our other athlete here?
Addy Boblick.
Addy, okay, Addy, come on over here a little bit closer. All right, what kind of special incentive if people can stop on over for a car wash? What are you gonna do for them, Addy?
Make sure everything is really clean from their windshield to their rims.
All right. Sounds perfect. All right. Great day for a car wash, Mary. Having a lot of fun with the kids, I'm sure.
Oh, right? It is. They're doing a fantastic job up there. Yeah, that was Jared and Addy, two of my senior captains that I brought down with me. And, yeah, they're doing a great job leading the team. And, you know, I just another shout out to our athletes. They are having a blast up there for all the kids. I think we got about, what, maybe 30 kids up there or something, some coming and going. But everybody having a blast up there. And, you know, that's a lot what our programs are about, Joel. You know that.
Yes.
We got to make it fun. Cross-country track, it's hard. It's a hard sport.
Yeah,
it's good. a lot of stuff going on. And I'm just really proud of our kids and of our community. I love Park Falls. I love being their coach, and I'm very honored and blessed to be able to be their coach.
All right, let's raise some money to get that track all fixed up. Joe's Auto Glass, get over there right now, folks, for a car wash. Addy and Jared, they'll give you a special VIP treatment. Just ask for it, okay? Yeah. More from Flamborama coming up here in just a little bit. Stay with us here on your Civic Media stations.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Areas of wildfire smoke still sticking around today, blocking out the sunshine, creating a hazy day with highs in the mid-70s. With calm winds today and tonight, patchy fog is possible, and the smoke sticks around tomorrow, too. We should see bluer skies by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
hand. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Mix for Park Falls and Butternut. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. That's just the way.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Raise the roof and have some fun. Throw away the work to be done. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Yeah.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. And that reminds us of other game-winning calls in the history of sports.
It was a doubleheader in August and really hot inside the concession stand. So instead of waiting for people to come to me, I figured I'd walk around yelling, "Hot dogs here!" And that's how I became the first hot dog vendor in sports.
Okay, not really a game-winning call, but it was a good call. You can make one, too. Switch to Progressive and you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
All right, Civic Media, we are back at Flamborama 2025. Joel here, Gray there. Big G has arrived. Big G was shaking.
Hey, man. Happy Flamborama, everybody. 2025. I was just downtown and checking all the sidewalk sales there. Kayla's got the whole store outside in front. Kayla's kitchen and closet there. Also, Patchouli Garden had some items out there. So check out downtown Park Falls. And, boy, I heard you guys talking about food here earlier, one of my favorite subjects. And, man, we tried those pierogies. Man, those are good.
Yes.
And those folks are, I guess they're from Florida, but they're up here in Wisconsin because they like the Wisconsin weather better than Florida.
Exactly. Seven different flavors of pierogi. They gave us eight pierogi. And they were all just wonderful, whatever they were, Gray.
It was, without being able to label them, we had to guess a little bit at them, but I'm sure it was, if we had actually taken the time, diced them up, it would have been pretty obvious to see what was sauerkraut and mushroom versus the Philly cheesesteak. But let me tell you, if you're thinking about a flavor, it's phenomenal. I can guarantee you that much. They were all top notch. Whether it's to your liking, that's up to you, but they were all perfect quality. I'm thinking, Joel, what's next on your list? You can't just try one food truck, and that one kind of was sprung on us. So what's the one you're going to try next?
Well, I'm going to go to Double D and get a chicken wrap because I had one of those at Pioneer Days, and they were wonderful, good local folks. But there's a great selection. There's mini donuts. That'll be a part of my diet this weekend. Big G, and we want to thank some of our sponsors helping to make the broadcast possible before we miss on that, right?
You betcha. You know, I got the big exciting laid-back summer giveaway from Shawangwin Home Furnishings. Thanks to them for the sponsor for the chair. And then everybody that's coming up tonight, we got 12 contestants coming up, and then we're going to be picking a drawing here for a third one here, probably around, what, 5:30 or something like
yep.
that?
Yep, get here by 5 to get your ticket.
And then, thanks to all our sponsors here, BC Auto Repair and Prentice, Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, Lena's Northern Pines Resort there in Butternut. We've got the Village Pit Stop right there in Butternut, Fanatical Fish in Butternut, Jay's Automotive in Park Falls, Smart Plumbing and Heating in Butternut, Northern State Bank. Of course, they got offices in Glidden and Ashland and all over. Empty Pockets, Greek Harbor Rama last night, and then a filling station. And the Butternut Cafe. It's a lot of Butternut businesses supporting the Flamborama, which is really nice.
Exactly. Live music starts at 5. Chris Cruzy on the stage at 8 tonight. Gray, he's bringing the whole band. This is going to be the real deal tonight. This is going to be a good show. And you're going to be introducing him, I heard.
I mean, I can't think of a less important job, but I mean, it's got to be done. So let's not give it much fanfare. But yes, indeed, I'll be briefly on stage and then chasing myself off to make room for Chris Cruzy. That's the only way. I mean, I was telling Joel earlier, I was like, I'm not nervous about it, but I'm totally Googling, how do you introduce a band? Because, you know, maybe there's some good ideas. And it basically said, few words. Get off stage as soon as possible. And that's exactly what I'm going to do before Chris Cruzy's on at 8 o'clock tonight here at Flamborama. But in the best way, we'll give him a proper introduction.
Any on-stage intro always ends with "Ladies and gentlemen," and then fill in the blank after that.
Boys right, and girls.
Yes, definitely. I like you know, it's kind of my forte. I was kind of born without an embarrassment gene, as my wife says. So I like to get up on stage and get behind a microphone. It's a lot of fun. And Civic Media here, it's a great organization. Come on out and spin the wheel. We got prizes here. Everything going on down here tonight. We're going to be here Saturday too.
Yep.
Till what's the time on that?
We'll be here through the afternoon with the prize wheel, probably till 6-7 o'clock or so.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So come on down, see us. Gray, Joel, myself, Darla's here, and we'll see who else shows up.
All right. We're giving away the chair 6 o'clock on stage tonight. Myself and Gray will be up on stage. Get your ticket. If you're one of the 12 qualifiers, you know where to be, right there inside the tent. More from Flamborama coming up this afternoon on your Civic Media stations.
Areas of wildfire smoke still sticking around today, blocking out the sunshine, creating a hazy day with highs in the mid-70s. With calm winds today and tonight, patchy fog is possible. and the smoke sticks around tomorrow, too. We should see bluer skies by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Goodbye, goodbye. Every memory of walking out the front door, I found the photo of a friend that I was looking for. It's hard to Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away.